Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Shabbos, Perek Ches, Mishnah Beis, and Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam, Sarah, Bas, Yaakov, Maisha, Hernish, Shama, Shadav, and Aliyah, and Beschos, Rachel, Bas, Ver, Gittel, and Daniel, Yezber, and Spai, Rachel, they should be benched with Zerushal Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. And Mishnah Beis says, Hamaitzi Chevel, one that's Maitzi, a rope on Shabbos. How much rope is he chai for being Maitzi? Kedei Lasis Eisen Lekupa, the mount that one would need to make a handle for a basket. Gemi, what about a reed or a grass of sorts? How much is he chai for being Maitzi? Kedei Lasis Tilai Lanafav Lakvara, the mount that he would use to make a loop for a sifter or a sieve to be able to hang it on a hook. Now Rabbi Huda says, in these two things that we just mentioned, a chevel and a gemi, a person's chayiv, kedei litol mimenu midas mino lakaton, if he brought out the amount that he would use to measure a child's foot to see what size shoe he is. And that's a smaller amount of rope. Niar, what about paper? How much paper is a person chayiv for carrying out? Now this is not the paper that we have nowadays. This is paper that they used back in the day called papyrus, special type of paper made out of grasses and things like that. How much paper is one chayiv for being mitzi? Kedei lichtov olav kesher meichsin, the amount that one can write a kesher meichsin on. What's a kesher meichsin? So a kesher meichsin is the receipt from the tax collector. This is the toll guy by the bridge. When you're crossing the bridge, you have to pay the toll. So you give your money to the toll collector, and he gives you a receipt that has two big letters written on it. If a person carries out a piece of paper that size, so he's going to be chayv for that. V'hamotzi kesher meichsin, if a person carries out this tax collector's receipt itself, chayv, he's chayv as well. Niar machuk, what about paper that had something written on it, but it was erased? Machuk means the writing was erased. Now back in the day, once they erased something from a piece of paper, they weren't able to write on it. So how much of that type of paper is a person chayv for being mitzi? Kedei lichrach alpit sloiches ketana shal palyotain, the amount one can wrap on a small bottle of perfume. Again, since he can't write on this piece of paper, the only thing he could use it for is to cover a bottle with. So that's a slightly larger size than this kesher meichsin, than this tax collector's receipt. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, or hide or leather. How much is a person chayv for carrying out? Kedei lasis kameya, the amount that one would use to make a pouch for a kameya for an amulet. Klaf. Now, klaf is parchment. This is not regular paper that a person writes on. This is used for sifrei Torah, tefillin, and mezuzos. So how much is a person chayv for carrying out? Kedei lichtov olav parsha ketana shel tefillin, the amount that one can write, the shortest parsha of tefillin, shishma Yisrael, that's Shema Yisrael. We know that tefillin has four parshas in it. Now, the smallest one is the one that begins Shema Yisrael, so a person's chayv for carrying out that amount of klaf. Diyai, what about ink? How much ink is one chayv for carrying out? That's kedei lichtov shtei oisyos, the amount one can write two letters with. Now, even though usually one doesn't only write two letters with ink, a person will usually write way more than that, but there is a normal usage for two letters. What can you write two letters with? So we've had this previously in Perek Zion. They would write letters on the boards of the Mishkan to know which ones went with each other. You'd write an aleph on one board and a beis on another board, so it's normal to write two letters. And lastly, kechol, eye makeup. How much eye makeup is a person chai for carrying out? Kedei lekchol ayin achas, the amount that one can use to make up one eye. Now, why is it that you would only make up one eye and not both of them? Well, that's because it was fairly common that women would walk out with a full veil on their face, and they would only show one of their eyes, and they would want to make sure that that one eye looked really nice, so they had to make sure they had enough makeup for it. So if a person brought out that amount of makeup, they would be chai for it. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Dalet and Hey. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.